Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast, presented by Apidura, Albion, Curve, Peak Design, POC, Ride with GPS, and Supernova. I'm Jenny Tuff, and I'm your host for the Transcontinental Race number 11. It's now day 8 on the race, so riders have been out on the road for over a week.
Where would you be if you weren't cycling TCR?
In the office, sitting behind my desk, looking at spreadsheets.
And in office in London, doing very much non-adventurous things.
No, at work?
I don't know, maybe on the bike.
Riding a bike. Okay, so it's not such a difference.
Maybe not that long, but maybe I'm riding on the bike, yeah.
I prefer to be here.
That's what we want to hear.
Today there are 3 control points open. Control point 3 is open until tomorrow morning, so now has a steady stream of riders looking to finish inside of GC. Then further down Italy, control point 4 has racers coming through with the ferry timetables on their mind. And today, the 2 riders at the front reach control point 5 in Burrell, Albania. Here's race coordinator Hannah Larbalestier with an update on day 8.
It's about 10 p.m. here in Picentro at CP4 now, and while Victor and Martin are making tracks across the Balkans, on this side of the Adriatic, we've had the following 5 riders behind them all heading towards Bari to get the ferry. We were wondering whether they'd all make it when we were looking at the tracker earlier, but it looks like they're all just about in time to catch the 11 o'clock ferry tonight. They'll all be vying for the remaining podium position on the assumption that those top 2 places have already been taken. So having all taken quite a bit of rest last night and had what looks like a relatively cruisy ride down to Bari, they should all be pretty well rested. Meanwhile, the fastest women have been approaching CP4 this afternoon. We had Jana through kind of early evening, looking pretty comfortable and feeling very relaxed about getting the ferry tomorrow night, and even chatting about maybe finding the time to see a physio in Bari. Cynthia should be coming through probably in the next hour, and we're expecting Lael to pass through maybe at about 4 or 5 in the morning. Earlier, we weren't sure if she was going to be on time for getting that ferry, but it looks like she's making up some ground and she should just about make it. Hopefully, we'll have a good race for her approaching Bari.
Our Control Point 3 photographer, Michael Drummond, was out on his bike enjoying the third parcours, looking for riders to talk to. Here's Cap 139, Naomi Medderlet.
What did your night look like yesterday?
I had a super good night. Like, I arrived early in a hotel and had 3 plates of pasta, and I ordered 3. And then they thought 3 people are coming, but it was only me.
And did you choose 3 different flavours of pasta?
No, I went for gorgonzola.
3 times over?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So you feel pretty fueled today?
Yeah, I feel good. It's just, like, this annoys me, but I feel really good. I am having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I slept a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole race, I slept a lot.
Are you going for a certain amount of hours per night, or are you just going how you feel?
Yeah, like, at least 4.5, but most of the time, like, 5-6.
And that's total sleep time?
Oh, no.
Just
per
stopped.
Night.
Yeah, yeah.
Sleep time. Yeah.
Nice. And you find that works best for you because then you're recovered each day?
Yeah, recovered, I would not say. But I'm feeling very good and can handle stuff better, I think. But I think at some point I want to try to cut a little on the sleep.
Sure. Well, thanks very much.
Yeah.
And enjoy the rest of the descent.
Pairs riders, caps 381, Chris and Ben.
We're getting by, aren't we? Things are good, actually. It feels like we're making progress. I mean, our aim is to get to the finishers party. that's about it. We're not trying to break any records or anything like that. So, it's going good.
Good as could be expected, I think.
Yeah.
We're still alive. Our bodies sort of feel all right. I felt much more confident saying that before we just did the whole top bit of the Asieta, but now I feel slightly rattled.
Yeah.
Physically rather than mentally rattled, but very much physically rattled.
Well, to kind of have a nice segue onto things, so mentally rattling, how has it been riding as a pair? And are your mental capacities in tune? Are you feeling strong together?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, ups and downs, obviously, as to be expected, but I think, yeah.
It's going good.
I think it feels good, yeah.
Yeah, it's going good. Yeah. There's points, but there are always point highs and lows in ultras, isn't there? Like, you have highs and lows, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And trying to recover a plan, Cap 249, Hugo Coleman.
I had 3 punctures yesterday morning.
On what kind of terrain?
One of them was coming down, descending in the dark early in the morning, and came into some potholes, and there was gravel on the road, so I couldn't really slam on the brakes, and I just thought, I'll ride out my luck. And then the other two was just on the side of the main road. I think there was glass or something. So, fresh rubbers on this morning.
And brand new tyres?
Yeah.
Did you buy them or did they bring them with you?
Yeah, I bought them. That was always the plan.
Oh, fair enough. And what's the race been like for you? Have you had a plan going forward? Has it been each day by day on its own? Or?
Yeah, there was a fantastic plan that many hours went into to start with. And then by day two, that was out the window. And I'm fine with that. I'm just doing it day by day. If I think about the rest of it, it sort of becomes, it feels a bit impossible, really.
Sure.
At the end, the first 2 or 3 days were so tough. And at that point, I was thinking, you know, there's just no way that I can make it to Romania. Like, I'll, you know, at some point, I'll just have to pack it in. So I sort of changed from thinking about the whole thing to just, okay, I just do 100k and then do another 100k and then, you know,
absolutely
see where you end up. Strategy is stop early at like 8:30, get a hotel, get a good dinner, buy food for breakfast, and then start at 3 in the morning. And it gets some miles done before the sun comes up.
And this one upset me a little bit, but I want you all to hear it anyway. Here's Cap 205, Bart Pombrew.
How are you thinking about the next coming days and your ferry choices?
Yeah, I think tonight or maybe tomorrow I'm gonna make a plan to hit that ferry, the 9 o'clock evening ferry. So I need to start looking at the schedule where I have to be, and then really try to keep to that schedule. But I haven't made it yet. But I was this taking a bit longer, maybe a little bit longer than I was expecting, because I'm going really slow downhill. This is not. It's not a mountain bike. I think it's really nice on the mountain bike, actually, this downhill. You can go really fast, but with a race bike, it's just,
Do you have anything that's come up during the race where you've kind of seen it as a bit of a revelation?
I don't know. Intake of salt. I'm every day I buy a bottle of gazpacho, which is like a salty cold soup. Which is really nice. It only, you need to clean your bottles really well because it sticks in there. But
Hang on, you're not buying a bottle and drinking it. You're putting gazpacho in your biddens.
Yeah.
Fair play.
I've heard of a lot of things going in biddens that don't belong there, but this one is going to haunt me. And now here's Cap 321, Ollie Ball, who is riding in the solo category, but brought a little friend with him.
Questions we're all asking here is, do you have any lucky charms? And I can see you've got something in your front pocket here. Can you talk us through it?
Yeah, I got Snoop Duck here. It was all his idea actually to do this. He keeps me happy. He was attached to my bike and then he wanted a better view, so I've got him up top, and we speak English in the daytime, and then at night time I start sort of speaking duck and going Dalali, but it keeps me company. So.
And is your alter ego at night stronger on the bike, or is the daytime ego stronger on the bike?
Sometimes in the night when the roads are empty, I do get in a good rhythm actually, but most of the time I'm craving the sun and craving the sunrise, yeah.
Do you have any kind of plan that you had in place before starting the race? Has it gone to plan, as it were, if you had one?
Yeah, it's actually gone to plan. I said to myself for the race, if I get to this CP3, I reckon I've got a shot at it. And whilst I never sort of tell myself that, and I still don't think I've got a shot, like, it's dangerous to believe it. I've got here in time, so I'm happy and, yeah, going to keep cracking on.
And have you learned anything along the way that you kind of maybe didn't realise would come up? Any revelations on the road?
I've learned it's all in my head, basically. It's all in my head. Sometimes my body feels, I think my body feels awful, crap. And then I just put on the right song or just sit down for 5 minutes. And if my head's good, then everything else just follows. Even though it does hurt my body. But yeah, it all stems from the mind, I've realised. Which I sort of knew, but I've realised more.
And further down the line, still in Italy, lies Control Point 4 with its two parkour segments. Sophie has been meeting riders to find out their ferry plans. Here's the king of chaos himself, Cap 23, Justinus Levecas.
How are you, Justinus?
I'm going to keep silent. Everything I'm going to say now is going to be used against me later. It's a roller coaster, as it should be, I guess.
What have been the ups? What have been the downs?
The downs were low and deep. So the first one was in Turin, where I hoped that everything's lost, you know, and I don't have anything more here to do, or like I'm just gonna get myself to Romania. But then the hope, or like the ferry, suddenly looked like a doable, you know, the one tonight. But I just, yeah, I'm happy that I learned that I'm just a human again. I got humiliated a bit. So, I tried to go through the night, but it was just not possible. I didn't have enough left after, I don't know, years or season or whatever. It's just like, and that was also, yesterday I started thinking, am I having fun or is it just, you know? So that's been in my mind a lot. And that's what I needed. I needed to take actions last night to save this so that I would enjoy it.
How are you going to make it more fun then?
Oh, I ate already, I don't know, 5 gelatos, so like I stopped like in every town now for a rock off. Like the shit part is like, I don't know, my blood is probably caffeinated now. I drink so many coffees per day, it's like 10, like every stop, coffee and gelato. I have to start asking for the decaf ones.
Do you think you're gonna push hard after the boat?
Is there anything to push for? I don't know. Like, I think I've got my lessons already, so it's just like, now the only thing is, yeah, not to get disqualified for riding some sort of a band road or something. So that's gonna be a test, because that's a spider web in Balkans.
If you manage that, not going into any band road, I guess it would be already something, huh? It's a win.
It's a win. I'll take it as a win.
It's a win for the king of chaos.
King of wasting time today, though.
We won't hold you up any longer.
Do you think I'm in rush? She was
running on life. Cap number one, Jana Kessenheimer.
How are you? Since yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know. Today was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just in a good mood all day. I don't know why. Maybe it was because I had a washing machine.
Are you in a rush? Do you have anywhere to be soon?
No, I think I'm not in a rush.
How do you feel about like after the ferry? Have you thought about that?
Oh, I'm looking forward to the Balkans. Like, I had a really good experience there last year, and I think this will of course add new challenges as well, like the dogs, and like resupply is more difficult, and the terrain and everything, but yeah, people are nice, and yeah, looking forward to that. And also I will probably meet Cynthia then, so yeah, it's gonna be nice.
Yeah, you like the challenge?
I really find it so cool that we are packed. Like, also I have a lot more people around me than last year. Like last year I only met Adrien once, and that's it on the whole race. And this year it's like more packed, and that's really cool. I find it nice.
So it's kind of a race within the race, a new race within the race.
With the ferry, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, at first I thought it's not really my thing with the ferry, because it makes everything so different. But I think for the dot watchers, it must be amazing.
It is really exciting.
Watching the dots of Martin and Victor yesterday, and I know them both, and I was really like cheering for them to make it. So yeah, I'm really happy that they made it.
Have you looked at the forecast in the Balkans?
No, not yet. I'm not so much like looking for the things I can't change anyway. So just adapting then. Yeah.
Those are really wise words.
Cap 330, Stephen Davis, clearly not bothered by the 350-kilometer cruise down the coast ahead of him.
I was hoping to go for the parkour's sectors, you know, like for the leader jersey or whatever.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So I got a hotel on the parkour because that would probably screw up my timing.
Probably.
Yeah. So now I'm just having fun.
Cool, it's good to hear.
Yeah.
Until the ferry?
Yeah, it's nice to, like, I mean, tomorrow's 1,000 meters and 300K. It's like...
chill day on the bike.
Have all day to do it. Yeah, I mean, I was setting an alarm earlier in the race because I was trying to race, and now I'm just vacationing fast, quickly.
Until the ferry, and then?
And then I'm going to go. Yeah, that's the goal, but Albania seems like it could be its own beast, especially I see that the first and second place guys didn't take the dirt. They didn't go up and over. They went back and around. So that means that I have to go up and over and see what it's like. It's kind of nice to be in a nothing to lose situation.
Cynthia Carson, Cap 137, arrived in the control point just before midnight.
How do you feel?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah?
Like, I would like to do the parkour right now, but I also want to sleep in a bed, and there's no, there's nothing. Like, I've looked everywhere. So I'll just, and I don't even know, I've tried to find one here, and I've called one or two places, and I haven't had anything, so we shall see. That is my task for the upcoming whatever time. But besides that, I feel pretty good. I'm just hungry, although I did have some McDonald's. This is now the second time I've been carrying a McFish sandwich back here. It came in handy last night when I got to the hotel at 2 or 3 in the morning after I did the Strade course, and the only food I had, because nothing was open, basically, obviously, it was 2 in the morning, was the McFish sandwich. So I ate it cold, and it was a great dinner. But, yeah.
How do you feel about the ferry?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I got time. My hope is just to get there, and I need to get a new tire. I punctured again, so... would like to just get rid of this tire and get a new one, and then maybe buy some resupplies to be ready for when I get there.
On the other side of the Adriatic, two riders got off the ferry this morning and made their way swiftly up the fifth parkour. Control Car 1, with our reporter Jake, also took the ferry across and are now trying to track down the two fastest riders on the road.
So we're driving along on our way to CP5. We're hot on the heels of Victor Bassoni, and as you might be able to hear in the background, the rain is absolutely coming down outside, and I think we can even see hailstones. Yeah, we can see hailstones bouncing off the road ahead. It's so loud in the control car that we can't even hear the podcast, so Victor must be out there getting absolutely battered by this weather.
After making the choice to ride over the parkour and back down the same way to reach Borel, Victor Bassoni, Cap 232, arrived into Control Point 5 in first place.
So Victor, how was that weather, man?
Yeah.
We were following you in the control car, and it was just hammering it down with hail as well.
Yeah.
Does that slow you down? Does it, you know?
Yeah.
How do you find it?
I think it's slow down, but if you ride harder, you are not freezing, and so
then it speeds you up.
Yeah, you had to be resilient.
Yeah, because we saw you yesterday as well, like when you were going down the coast, and it was also raining so much there. But we thought at that point it's just, you've got one focus, and it's so short that you know you'll then be in a cabin and you can get warm and dry. But now you have 1,000 kilometers to go, and it's chucking it down. You know, does that impact the mental space, your head?
No. I have good equipment, so
yeah,
just to be patient.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, don't be negative. It's the most important part on this kind of race. And always to be positive. Think about how it can be better, and yeah, stay focused.
New this year is a competition within the race for the Malia Arantxa. Here's race director Andrew Phillips.
Okay, so Victor Bassoni is living up to his second nickname, the Pocket Rocket, in terms of the points classification.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the cumulative times along the parkour, Victor looks almost uncatchable at this point, unless he chooses to take a big sleep somewhere along the finish parkour, which seems pretty unlikely, then I'm not sure he'll be caught. But the good news is that the race for second is truly hotting up. And as in the Tour de France and the other Grand Tours, when the overall leader also has the points jersey, it gets worn by the second on the road. So virtually at the moment, we have Christoph Strasser and Justinas Leveca, as well as Jocelyn Roth, all really close in the running to be wearing the Malia Arantxa. So Christoph has completed all five parkour, is on 16 and a half hours. Justinas is 15 hours 39, still has parkour five to do. And Jocelyn is just a little bit slower than him, 16 hours four, with parkour five to do as well.
And while our race reporters are covering an impossibly long geographical area, we never forget our GC riders, no matter what end of the race they're on. Here are some voice note postcards from the road. First is Sophie Mangerstetter, Cap 81.
Today was so good. Like, I don't know, I'm the first time in the morning where I woke up and I was feeling better than the day before. So I think my body just accepted that he has to do what he has to do. And that's kind of a nice feeling. Wherever I go, everyone is so friendly, and already the first coffee in the morning, there were like six or eight old men and women, and we didn't understand each other because my Italian is like bad or not existing. But they were so funny and kind of supporting. And then I went to a small store at lunchtime and bought food, and they were super nice. And yeah, it's amazing. Food is good, people are so nice. So I'm excited to stay here. So maybe that's also a reason to go slow, because that means more time in Italy.
Hi, this is Nick Duggan, Cap 241. Somewhere about 80K, I think, short of the start of Parkour 3. Feeling strong, loving the route. The wind has been a problem. Yesterday was a side wind, just ongoing. Just really, really tiring for that, but we made it through. Enjoying everything. Favourite bit so far was riding away from the Picos. A, because I didn't like them, and B, they actually look beautiful the further away you get. So I can see why sailors use those as beacons to come home on. But we just plug along, and hopefully we get to CP3 before it shuts tomorrow. I would say the morale around me from riders is pretty good. Temperature's rising, which is going to be a problem later on, although there's plenty of drinking water around here. We plug on.
And now here's our reporter Sophie Potter at the end of day 8.
Time for the debrief of the day. So we had a bit of a late start around Sina near Parcours 4 this morning, like many dot watcher and few riders do. We stayed up way too late last night watching the dots, the little dots at the front of the race. We were way too much excited to sleep. On the Parcours 4, then we went on the Parcours 4, and just from the speed of the riders, I could guess the one thing everyone is wondering, and so am I, which ferry are they going for? I had probably my shortest conversation ever with Lael, Cap 112, so it's clear she's aiming for Tuesday night ferry. In the afternoon, we made our way to CP4, which is like around 300 kilometers from Barrie, where the ferry is. The vibe was pretty relaxed there, because the ferry doesn't leave until tomorrow night. So for once, the riders actually have a bit of time. And 300 kilometers is practically a rest day for them. So aperitivo time, Justina's cab 113 had two coffee. At the moment, it's not only the ferry we are looking, but also the CP3 cutoff. The control point closes tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And right now, I'm looking at the map, and there is a string of dots on approach to Briançon. They will have to ride hard to get there on time. But I'm sure many of them will make it. But those dots, they are not just dots, there are stories. So Tina, do you remember Tina, cap 373? She's on the Parcours 3 now, on her 20-year-old bike with her Converse, so she's on track to make the GC cutoff. Same for Sergi, cap 104, riding fixed gear bike. And same for Miko, cap 44. He's a bit of a legend. He's finished every single TCR to date in GC. I said I wanted to find a way to give you stories from the back, and I find it. I'm now following about 400 more people on Instagram. I feel a bit like a gossip girl, but it's really full of jam. So I've seen pizza strapped to racks, pizza on titty bar, pizza on mouth, pizza everywhere. And also I saw Etienne cap 242. I saw him having a really deep conversation with Wild Boards. I saw also many pictures of a self-stamp brevet card, so it means that everyone is moving, making progress and chasing their finish. Tomorrow with Control Car 2, we head to Barrie. It's time it's time to take the ferry to Albania, and I've got a feeling it's going to be another epic embarkation. So all aboard, good night and good ride everyone.
And my favorite way to end an episode, it's Sophie's bravery badge.
My bravery badge of the day goes to André Klein, a former TCR rider. He was up at the top of the Asieta on Parcours 3, not riding this time, just there to encourage. Days and nights, he brings music, takes pictures, sometimes checks riders' Instagram to guess what songs they might like. He told me he often plays the TCR song so the riders know that the music is there for them. One time he played Tarkan for Turkish riders and they both burst out laughing. Some riders even stopped to thank him apparently, and still he said to me, sometimes I wonder if what I'm doing helps. It does, and it's people like him that makes the TCR feel even more human.
Thanks for listening to the Lost Dot podcast. You can stay up to date with the race on our blog and social channels, where the Lost Dot team are reporting on stories from all ends of the race throughout the day. Thanks to our race partners Apadura, Albion, Curve, Peak Design, POC, Ribot GPS, and Supernova. To all of our riders out there, stay safe, don't stop pedaling, and don't stop smiling.